Father, we thank you so much for this privilege to be on the air again. And just a few minutes ago, you gave me a specific message for a specific time, for a specific people with a specific need. And I thank you for the privilege of doing this, and I thank you for using me today, the first day of March 2018, to be that instrument. Would you bless now? And you know me because you made me and created me like you wanted me to be. And so when you change things, you know I get all shaky. But I always know that I'm never without you. And God, I thank you so much for that. Would you bless now every word that we speak as we speak today in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Melvin, it's really, really good to be on KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. And I think it was just this past week. I don't know where I was. I think I was in Los Angeles. And some guy walks up to me and says, I enjoy your program early in the morning with Mr. Melvin. And I listened to you speak. And I listened to you so much. And I think he even told me what Sunday I speak on, and so we're thankful for that. So I'm glad to be an instrument, and right now from the Old Testament scripture that the Lord just handed me maybe 15, 20 minutes ago, and having to do with the preparation of bringing the children of Israel back out of Egypt. And so I'm going to share three scriptures with you. The first scripture comes, the main scripture is coming out of Exodus chapter 3. And let me read a few verses from there. It says, now, when Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert now, I want you to keep that in mind, backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to her. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire of the midst of a bush, and he looked and beheld the bush burning with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. In other words, the leaves are still green. How can that be? The leaves are not green, not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not nigh, don't get close, but pull off your shoes, for this is the holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of, Moses, I want you to understand who I am. I am the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, and I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the same one. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow, and I am come down. Listen to what God said. Man, this is big. This is really big. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptian and to bring them out of that land unto a land that is large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, this is God still talking to Moses, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth thy people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I? I'm a shepherd, man. And that I should go, who is it that I should go before Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel? And he said, certainly I will be with you. This is what God told Moses. So I'm going to skip all the way down to verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what's his name? What shall I say to them? This is Moses having a conversation with God. Now listen, this is where our text words are going to come from. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, and the Lord your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go, Moses, go. Well, there's a lot of other conversations, but I want to tie this all up into one knot. I am your need. I am your need. In other words, let the children of Israel know, because they're going to be scared. They don't know who to trust. They like to come out. They are disturbed. They're confused. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not too far. We got now, this is to bring the children of Israel, out of Egypt to the promised land. But I want you to know, and we'll get to that in a few moments, that today, here in America, we are some kind of way or another in Egypt. And God wants to bring us out. Let's start off by talking about Moses' commission, because he has been commissioned to bring the children of Israel out and took them out to the backside of the desert. And so when he took them out to the backside of the desert, the Lord had chosen to meet him there in the desert. Now, I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think that spontaneous combustion was a new thing for Moses. But to have spontaneous combustion on a tree that is burning, but not burning, is strange. A tree that's burning, yet not consumed. Fire burning. He knew it was fire. But God spoke to him out of the bush and let him know that I need you. And the first thing you got to do, Moses, is to realize who I am. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I want you to know, Moses, that because of where you are, I need you to pull off your shoes, because the ground that you're standing on right now is holy ground. And I want you to be ready to hear what I have to say. Well, after that long conversation with Moses, Moses came up with all kind of excuses, and you can read that later on. And he wanted to know, what do I tell the children of Israel when I get to them? Because I look no different than anyone else coming to them with some foreign story that will get them all killed and beat up by Pharaoh's taskmasters. So he says, you tell them, I am that I am. Well, you won't find this in the text that Moses said, well, what does that mean? This is Henry now coming up saying, well, I wonder, what does that mean? Well, when we do a little research, we'll find out that the Lord is saying that I am whatever they need, whenever they need it, for whatever they need me for. And I'm there at the point of need. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it takes a minute for any one of us to get to a point to where our lives reach a point where we can trust God, even in the darkest hour of our life, that we can trust him and recognize the fact that he is who he is. In other words, God is saying, you don't have a name that fits me. Because I'm everything that I decide to be when I decide to be it. So Moses finally got the message after he said that I can't speak and all that. The Lord told him, says you can take your brother with you and he can speak and so forth. But now I need you to take a quick look with me as we look to the 21st century in America. I think it was 3 weeks ago. With 12 other, I think it was 12 black pastors from across the nation. And somehow they allowed me, or wanted me to come with them to the White House to visit with our vice president. Well, we went in and had in the process of talking to Mr. Pence. Somehow the Holy Spirit began to speak to me and I looked over at him after we had kind of finished up with what we were talking about. And I said, Mr. Vice President, I know you're a man of God. I know you believe the word of God. And the word of God have us to know that the power flows down, not up. And so the White House, in my opinion, Mr. Vice President, should set the pace for all of the rest of America to emulate or follow. And long story made short, before we left, he did ask me to pray for him, that God would give him the strength to do that, and I was happy to do that. Well, let me tell you something. Today, as you would take a look at our country, as they have back in the 60s moved prayer out of the school, no longer can you have any kind of religious function as it relates to the school system. But now we've gone through killing our kids 22, 17 at a time. Demonic men come in filled with the spirit of Satan, and shooting and killing our young people right in the classroom and in the schoolyard. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is not Egypt, I'd like to know what it is. But I need to remind you again, as the Lord gave me these words earlier this evening, that this is the time when we need to recognize that he is our need. God is our need. Even if Mr. Trump was what I thought he ought to be, even though he's not, as far as I'm concerned, I do not agree with most of the policies that he's putting out. But I need to tell you that if he was there, or President Obama, or anyone else, even Bush or any of the rest of them, they cannot meet the needs that we have a need for, but God can. Let me take you to another quick scripture. As the clock is ticking on me here, I want you to take a look with me. I'm going to take a look at Matthew 28. And let's start with verse 18. And Jesus came forth, this is at his resurrection, and said unto them, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. That's Jesus speaking to the group that's hearing him. Now they're seeing him for the first time after he is being resurrected. So he turns to his disciples and he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Don't pick them. Don't worry about whether they're Jews, Gentiles, black, white, brown. It does not matter. But teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But watch this. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am, not will be, I am with you always, even till the end of the world. In other words, what he's saying, I'm everything you need. Don't make no difference what it is. I don't care who you go before. I don't care who you talk to. I don't care what they say to you. I'm everything that you need. Now let's look at what the Lord Jesus, and I'm going to have to hurry a bit here. Let's look at what the Lord Jesus said to his disciples as he was preparing them before he was crucified. In John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now that's good. But where I go, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, how can we know where you go? How can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. I am Mr. Thomas. I am Apostle Thomas. I am everything you need. Philip said unto him, show us the Father, and it shall suffice us. Jesus got a little perturbed at that point. Have I been with you this long and you still don't know who the Father is? And you see me day after day and you don't know who I am? Brothers and sisters, it's time for us. Here I am in next month. I'll be 85 years old. I said I met Christ when I was 12 years old. I've been in the Korean War. I've been all over the Far East. And God has seen me through places where I should have been dead. And if I don't know by now that he's everything I need, I don't know why he would even need me on his staff. He needs some older ones of us who have been somewhere, been through something, able to let somebody else know that he has everything we need. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it's that time. It is that time. I want you to know that the children are under attack now. The shooting, and I understand that not too long ago, a woman killed 5 of her own birth kids that she can't stand to see them grow up in a world like this. This is the way the devil has us going now. But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, God has set a plan for us, and all we have to do is to let the world know that he is for real. Can you trust him? Will you trust him with me? I trust him with everything I got. He all the way from Egypt, all the way back to America, if you please, during the Korean War, back in Mississippi, lived on the plantation, cotton picking plantation, watched my mama and daddy get well and have property of their own because God provided. He is everything that we need. Father, we thank you so much for the privilege of just a few words to let people know, don't fear nothing. Fear not, no kind of way, because you are everything that we need. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. God bless you this morning. I thank you for the opportunity of speaking to you. We'd like to invite you to come to our church at the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship at 37721 North 100 Street East in Little Rock, California, where our pastor is a very fine preacher, Pastor Rodney Rivers, and that's at 10 o'clock every Sunday morning. And I tell you, you won't be sad that you came. One announcement, I am having a birthday party coming up on the 21st of April. My children are giving me an 85th birthday, and you'll hear more about that as time go on. That'll be the 21st of April, and it'll be at the Castaway Restaurant, 1250 East Harvard Road, Burbank, California. And that'll be from 12 to 3 p.m. And wear your cotton clothes. I'd be glad to see you if you can come. If not, just pray for us, and we'd be happy to receive your prayer at 85. God bless you. Thank you so much for hearing us. We'll see you next time. Amen.